membership of the commission. We have a new member from PMF, that is we apologize if I indicate that. In terms of change of membership, we have Mrs. LL from the Marvel, who has been qualified for some human, who is the female tenants. Meeting correct, so we can proceed to do the business of the day. I guess the minutes are before me, and in our interior address, I'm going to make assumptions of things that are not true. Anyone who has worked for the year so that I am giving you an opportunity to speak to you. I'll take your 5 minutes and that's the detail of the interview to ensure that we all respond. You know,
check this in, are we discussing this or are we finishing this? Okay. Okay, cool. All right, we've got three. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson Chica. Chairperson, under policies of the minutes, it said that the Democratic Alliance had indicated that their members would attend the meeting, but they were not present. In actual fact, Chairperson, what happened the day before, which was the Thursday, which was the final sitting of the House, the DA indicated that they would not be attending the committee. Mr. Nyami Boy came to speak to John Sierhazen, Honourable Sierhazen, Honourable Waters and myself, and we indicated that until an issue that had occurred in rules committee had been sorted out, the DA would not be attending the meeting. I'm very pleased to inform the committee that the issue was sorted out, and that is why the Democratic Alliance is back in the meeting. But that line is factually incorrect. We had indicated that it would not be available. Also, the Deputy Chief Whip of the ANC, Honourable Doris, came outside and confirmed that it would not be there, and we confirmed as well that it actually would not be attending that meeting.
Thank you.
The first issue that the court would have to establish is
beyond what is the natural constant of the past, when you look at session 5 and you see speech exceptions and you cannot trust your students at order, just keep the immunity from trouble and can also be destroyed to sentiment or damage to some free speech. So what needs to be done is we also conduct strategy consideration and you see an intrinsic exercise on each of the things we can teach us to say which of those tools is limited from the speech. I just want to note that a comment that was a field note, it was a case of having solutions and immunity and this is part of the legislation is active this year. So the form one point is the best point is that the action field providing for other immunities and services is acting in a number of other things as well, that privileges and immunities.
Thank you very much. There's a study called the interpretation of statements in the science. And it's quite clear that the court quite correctly applies that science to the advantage of the students, because when we apply the constitution is subject to interpretation, and interpreting the constitution itself is a science. So we are happy to have a court that agrees to its task and helps the parliament to understand the nature of the constitution. So thank you, Mrs. Sot, for ably presenting what the court said. Honorable members, you have heard for yourself. Are there any comments on the presentation?
Thank you, Chairperson. I also want to thank for the presentation, but just perhaps of interest is if we could come to get a brief summary of the minority judges, which is also a contract of interesting perspectives on the matter which we offered this when we had to talk. So we have now planned mainly what the main difference is for in terms of the minority judges.
For today, we're not going to look at an act, but one thing that we'll do subsequently. And that in that process, you are suggesting small forms of parties that perhaps we shouldn't do that today, if you are able to. Ms. Bunzo?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I have one concern, and I think it's a concern that we all share. Now that it's so clear that there is a contradiction between what we're busy implementing in Parliament and what the Constitution allows, it's going to take us a while to get to that. And those of us who are in the Rules Committee know that this is quite a tedious and technical process. In the interim, what is going to be our suggestion to the Rules Committee as to how we continue? And the only reason I ask this is because I've just seen a reminder on my phone that the Rules Committee will be sitting on Tuesday, and it's an early sitting on the Rules Committee. And I think it's incumbent on us as a party that we give a suggestion to the Rules Committee as to how we move forward, how we go forward, so that we, in Parliament, if any behaviour or any ruling that is made from the Chair isn't in conflict with the Constitution. I think we are going to have to make some kind of suggestion to the Rules Committee as to what the way forward is while this committee is still sitting and still discovering how we're going to amend the document.
I think you are right, but I think it would be important for us to advise to make a suggestion before we get internalized what we are doing and apply our minds. So I would think that maybe when we start to look at what the minority judges say, then
from the
let you know possible. Yeah, we must have an interesting question that the commercial will do in a reasonable time. So, also for the first thing is the current situation is going to be clear. But it should not be so. It shouldn't limit the ECB on the basis of the institution. It is natural to think that it is going to be a robust way. And that's not what we think the move should prefer. Should basically just want to think how strong the community is work and even if you have it found in the community.
I think that's a really good question because the presiding officer is the person who can determine whether or not the conduct will delay the function of business or even frustrate the function of business. So that judgment cannot be left into the hands of the people who are a member. Otherwise, we have 264 members, they can take 264 positions, which will actually paralyze the issue. So I think we have the courts are correct to leave that authority in the hands of the presiding officer.
Chief, it's my understanding in the Constitutional Court judgment that you couldn't be arrested for your for saying something, what you utter, or what you anything that you say in the parliamentary house. It was further my understanding of the Constitutional Court in the judgment you read that that doesn't include criminal acts, like if you pull the gun out in Parliament, or if you attempted to destroy parliamentary property. Then that doesn't, that not impeding or infringing on your right to freedom of speech, that then takes on a criminal aspect and is completely separate to the issue that was initially at hand that the Constitutional Court had decided. So it was my understanding, but I could be wrong, and that the state law advisors were completely ignored. It was my understanding that the arrest dealt specifically with anything that you said, in the house and maybe a process that you have in the house. It certainly doesn't extend to anything regarding to harm someone or the destruction of property.
That's very much. Let's hear the
aspects. Sorry, parliamentary law advice. Sorry.
I think I can see it from my colleagues in a sense, and I think what also in the Act in section 4.2, it has an extension in terms of the mitigation to life of the policy that the spirit of campaigns in the church. So I think this one focuses on which sort of message that makes the
extension.
I'm just going to draw, Jonathan, and you're going to answer them a few
So, maybe on now, just to let you know, let's see a draw, so, 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 if you're thinking about water committee, one should how in this they're going to do the water, what they need to do. We estimate that the incentives and average should be 7 to 6 weeks, and this includes about meeting for the committee, doing research in that field. So, in the next stage, once they have a draft book and they have memorandum, then the committee has to consult with the JCP to advise them to education of the book that usually takes 4 weeks. As well as the committee then has to keep a notice of its intention to introduce the bill and the functions in the government project together with a copy of the bill and the extension summary on the bill. As usual, with that will be the competition. Then, the committee has to keep comments, 3 weeks of comments. So if a copy of the bill is published in the government project, and the decision must be made for each of the persons and institutions to submit a written presentation from the board. Interested persons must be given at least 3 weeks after the publication of the comments. The relevant partner or organ assent must be given sufficient opportunity to make submissions to the committee. Now, in this regard, we will probably have the provincial legislature and other bodies with political parties that may be interested in commenting on the board. But the rules require that these 3 weeks to be given for their comments. The committee must be forced to amount and publish the draft form thereafter. In section 18, a written comment received must be considered. It will require that Parliament provide meaningful opportunity for public participation in the law that we serve. The level of further engagement with the public can be for some public hearings depends on various factors. For example, Parliament rules in a 240 above, the nature and importance of the legislation, the impact of the legislation, any time constraints and efficiency in the monitoring process. In other words, depending on what is the committee is considering, if it's a small thing, they may decide only to consider the written submission. But if it is something that needs a large public interest, the committee may decide to put one public and that usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks. At least to the court, that's required for the to actually consider and try the monitoring issues that was presented to them. With the next check, so the regulator makes amendments to draft the bill, which is the deliberation of the commission. That's why the standard of average should be 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what the state of the union is. The committee then consults the JDM for advice on the certification of the bill in the form that it should be in the use of the final version for the MCs of the JDM. That's usually about 2 weeks for the state for the certification. The bill must be certified by the chief or the intermediate advisor. For parliamentary legal advisors, this is when the party knew about a case and questions of the constitution and existing legislation and appropriate drafted in full and such. Now, if all offers are drafted, which is given this quickly, there's usually a case about the day, otherwise it lasts up to 2 weeks. The committee then introduces the bill by submitting a copy of the speaker, the findings of the JCM, as the rules 240 is entangled with the bill that is introduced. That's also just about the date. The bill does not have a first reading. Instead, it is sent on the order paper for a second reading. At least 3 assembly working days must be met the bill since the bill is introduced before the second reading. That's also you should take to our mind. So just a summary of the average time, and I thought this is good for the committee as the average of the project is October. I just thought the summary of the goal of a goal. The average will take between 19 to 40 weeks, depending on the nature of the goal. up the talking from search. The first talking, the first talk, that's the point of continuing. Then the solicitation of public involvement, those are your notices that you publish for the public hearings, the public hearings that you never had, that's the second part of the speech. And then health procedures, in other words, saving and doing the health kitchen time to put it on the order paper and so on. That's an opportunity.
I'll be very brief, which we haven't covered to some extent. But as you recall in the first meeting of this committee, there was some discussion around the House resolution of 19 May, and there was some sense that that is somewhat too general or broad, and certain members wanted the more specific terms of reference. So following on from that meeting, we got together and applied our minds to the House resolution. And just refer to the House resolution. Number two, the committee to review the Act, taking into account the constitutional court judgment, and bring it in line, that is Act, bring it in line with developments relating to parliamentary powers and privileges, and interviews of all in accordance with Chapter 13 of the same rules. So just in terms of that, our reading of that House resolution, and in order to make the terms of reference more specific, I refer you to Section B of this one page that was circulated. So in terms of the terms of reference, this committee had to review the Act in its entirety, and in doing so it must take into account the Constitutional Court judgment and either B, any other case law, existing legislation, and international best practices relating to parliamentary powers and privileges. And I think that leeway is created in the House resolution, which says, and bring the Act in line with developments relating to parliamentary powers and privileges. So that's the unpacking of the House resolution from outside for consideration by this committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
can do chairperson. Chairperson, I don't need to jump the gun. But I'm having a look at the dates that are mentioned here. And Chair, it's specifically 7th of September, which is next week. I was in the programming committee yesterday morning, and I saw that many of our committees have legislation coming through, and many committees are sitting next week Wednesday because they have to finish their work. And I know that many, if I look around this room, many of my colleagues sit with me on a certain committee, and I know that many of the colleagues sit on other committees that will be finalising legislation next week. However, Chairperson, I did also note in the program that the week after, which is the week of the 13th of September, except for questions to the President, there are no plenaries, and the week after that, which is the 20th of September, is only committees as well. So I see no problem with the week of the 13th and the week of the 20th, but I do foresee a problem for many of us on Wednesday, 7th of September, because of the legislation committees that will be meeting that day. I just want to second what you say. As someone who has sat for many of these committees now, this is the first time ever I have seen the file is marked like this. In actual fact, Honourable Lutcher has agreed after me how well organised the file was Mark is taking credit for it. So Chairperson, this is the kind of organisation that you need when you're dealing with legislation and acts like this. So I couldn't agree with you more, and I would like to personally thank the staff because this makes life so much easier. I cannot tell you, Chairperson, I would like to apologise to the Secretary because she had a message from me at a very ungodly hour this morning to which she replied immediately to inform me that the meeting was canceled. So a very big thank you because this makes, for parliamentarians, this makes it 100 times easier than you've ever imagined.
That's about not cooperating with them. And let's keep it that way. Thank you very much.
The Honourable
Gordon. I wonder, I think we should give this in a good head because I want to change the. Yeah, so she will keep us informed and advised. She will not change time. Hello, members. Thank you very much, and I was in the
Thank you.